Hello, you are watching the La Nouvelle Esprit video series on the theology of the body. This video is dedicated to Audience 48. We are your hosts. I am Jeremy Hossotter.
And I'm Guillermo Moreno.
So this audience continues where we left off with Audience 47, talking about eros and the erotic within the New Testament ethos. And this audience in particular is dedicated to the theme of erotic spontaneity. So, if we recall from the previous audience, the New Testament ethos is a discovery of a new order of values. And from within this ethos, we have the ethical duty to continually rediscover the spousal meaning of the body and the truth about the dignity of gift within the erotic sphere. And our failure in this task means that attraction turns into concupiscent desire. So we need to keep in mind that JP2 made a distinction earlier between attraction and desire, where attraction upholds the spousal meaning of the body, the truths about the communion of persons, the sexual value of the persons integrated with their personal value, whereas concupiscent desire is essentially the negative of everything I just said there, because the sexual value is detached from the value of the person and it's emphasized to the denigration of the value of the person. And so you get this loss of meaning concerning the spousal meaning of the body. The communion of persons cannot be established, and there is no dynamism of gift within desire, whereas attraction leads to the gift of self. So with that in mind, then we can note then, or we note this claim of JP2 is that concupiscent desire is not the full experience of eros. That seems like a revolutionary, it's a very radical claim to make that desire is not the full experience of eros. So the people who go out and just have a hook, participate in this hookup culture and go and commit the conjugal act with a large number of other people, they do not experience eros in its fullest, deepest sense. What they experience is instead the erotic that is separated from eros. So we're going to make a careful distinction between eros and the erotic, where eros is this, as we said before, this upward impulse of the human spirit towards what is true, good, and beautiful. And if you maintain this eros within your life, then that what is erotic will also become true, good, and beautiful. So what we're referring to by erotic is more so to that level of sexual attraction, more at the level of the bodily senses, right? Those things that pertain to the conjugal union. So the concept of eros kind of has a twofold meaning. You have this upward impulse of the human spirit towards truth, beauty, and goodness. There's this kind of transcendental dimension to it. And then you, of course, have this down to earth. Well, it's about this, the conjugal act between the man and the woman. So this is all stuff we need to keep in the back of our minds, because the question of this audience is again the question of erotic spontaneity. So the problem of erotic spontaneity, the claim then is that ethos takes away erotic spontaneity. And so what some people will then argue is since ethos does take away eros or the erotic spontaneity, then you have to detach ethos from eros. You have to separate these two. And JP2, well, of course, criticizes view because it is mistaken and superficial. And if one accepts this view, they will never enter into the full dimension of eros. So the content of Matthew 5, verses 27, 28 demands a full and mature spontaneity. And this mature spontaneity is the gradual fruit of discerning the impulse of the heart. Guillermo, do you have anything you'd like to add at this point?
Just to elaborate a little bit on this final point, this mature spontaneity is the gradual fruit of discerning the impulse of the heart. In other words, it's still spontaneous. There's still a spontaneity there. It's just different from this flawed idea or this flawed temptation. To spontaneity that to the common understanding of spontaneity.
Yeah, I think like a common understanding of this is two people are just become radically aroused and they just fling themselves at it without thinking about consequences or anything. It just spontaneously arises and they just dive straight into it. That's not a mature thing to do. It's not really making it a rational choice in that case. Is that what you're getting at, Guillermo?
Yes, and furthermore, that there's still ways of being spontaneous,
Right.
different than what you just described.
Different than, yeah. Yeah, question is, what does this look like? So let's move on then. Mature spontaneity. So the words of Christ, they demand a full and deep consciousness of one's actions, and above all, hit one's interior actions, that which pertains to the dimension of the heart. And with this comes the discernment about the impulses of the heart, and especially within the context of relationships with people of the other sex, or just, I guess we could broaden this now a little bit to people one is sexually attracted to, since we do have all these deviances today. So what we have now is the duty to master the impulses of the heart and to draw from these impulses that which is consistent with the purity of heart. We have to discern these spontaneous impulses from our heart to determine whether they are consistent with the demands of being pure in heart. That is what mature spontaneity demands. And so when we respond to the teachings of the Sermon on the Mount, this means that we have to learn the meaning of the body in its masculinity and femininity. We have to discern what springs from attraction and what springs from concupiscent desire. We have to discern erotic spontaneity. We have to, and part of this discernment includes distinguishing between sexual desire and noble pleasure. And the sexual drive has to be connected with what JP2 is calling noble pleasure. And so we have a distinction between sexual arousal and deep emotion. So when we talk about the conjugal act, then yes, it's pleasurable, but to have noble pleasure, you have to have this integration of the sexual drive, pleasure, with the sexual value of the body and the value of the human person. It all has to be integrated as a whole. When you make any disconnections. It all becomes disconnected, and then you're just left with concupiscent desire. And so, yes, you can have this sexual arousal, and yes, itself is not necessarily a bad thing, but this will also have to be distinguished between deep emotion. Some people will just live as if sexual arousal is love, and that's simply not the case, or that it's emotion, and that's not really the case either. So we do want to pay attention to this idea of deep emotion as something that is a mature fruit of this purity of heart that belongs to the within the context of the communion of persons. Guillermo, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Yes. One thing that kind of, as I read this audience, it helped me to, when it comes to purity of heart, it helps to also think of it kind of in terms of a maturity of heart.
Yeah. Maturity of heart. That's a great way of expressing this. Sounds yep. like the birds agree with you there.
I'll have to check with them.
All right. Well, don't get too caught up with them. We still have a video to finish. All right. Two kinds of spontaneity. So to summarize this, we have mature spontaneity and carnal spontaneity. So mature spontaneity is a fruit of the New Testament ethos. It involves a mastery over our impulses. And in doing so, we have a rediscovery of value, whether it's the value of the body and sexuality, and also the value of the human person. And so you get an integration of the person, of the sex drive, the impulses. These are integrated with the values of the body, sex, and person in the correct ordering. That is in accordance to the hierarchy of values, because you have the value of the person that's higher than simply the value of the body and the value of sex. And when you have all of this, then you have the heart participating in this spontaneity. So the heart participates in erotic spontaneity, and it becomes now a full participation in Eros. You have this full, deep participation in Eros when you have all of these things integrated together. And this is a much different experience than that of carnal spontaneity, because carnal spontaneity is derived from concupiscence. And so it lacks this mastery over our impulses. And so it is the cancellation of being able to experience value, because you get this disintegration of the person, where the sex drive and impulses are given preference, and they dominate how we perceive the value of the other person, such that the other person's sexual value is given prominence to over the value of the person. And so you get a wrong ordering within the hierarchy of values here because of this disintegration. And in this case, then, with carnal spontaneity, the heart becomes suffocated in this due to the spontaneity. Concupiscence suffocates the heart. And so when we raise a question of erotic spontaneity, there are two fundamentally different kinds of spontaneity that are, in essence, distinct. And they give rise to two totally different experiences of the self and the other person. And it is this mature spontaneity that we all desire when it comes to the conjugal union. It's this mature spontaneity so that you do encounter and experience the fullest dimension of what is truly erotic, of what is truly Eros. So if you live a life within the hookup culture, you do not truly experience the erotic. And that, I think, is a head scratcher for a lot of people. You do not truly understand or experience the erotic if you live according to concupiscence. Guillermo, are you there? All
Yes, I am.
right. Do you have anything you'd like to
I do not.
add? Okay. Maybe, do the birds have anything they'd like to
Negative.
add? All right. Well, in that case, let's see. Thank you for watching our video. If you have been enjoying our content, please like, share, and subscribe to our social media. You can find us on various platforms, including Facebook and YouTube. And if you have been enjoying our content, please consider making a financial donation. Your financial support goes towards our website maintenance and purchasing of materials so that we can provide you with great resources such as this video series and our articles. You can support us financially through either PayPal or Patreon. If you go to our website, lenovelaesprit.com, you will find all of our articles free for everyone to read. Go and enjoy. Let us know what you think on our social media. You will also find on our website our podcast. Guillermo, can you give us some more information?
Yes, so in our other podcast series, we talk about a variety of other topics, such as trends in culture and politics. We upload our episodes onto Buzzsprout.com, and you could actually listen to us directly on the Lenovela Esprit website, but you could also use it to access our episodes on Buzzsprout.com, and then from there you can listen to us there or locate us in other popular podcast platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
All right. In case you got confused as to all the social media we have, you can just simply go to lenovelaesprit.com/subscribe and it is all there. Just our Facebook, YouTube, PayPal, Patreon, all the various places our podcast is distributed and more. It has a lot. So, anything else, Guillermo?
Yes, I would just like to ask our audience to keep us and our mission in your prayers.
Yes, please pray for us. And with that, we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone. God bless.